Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Bava Basra Daf Nun Aleph. The top Gemara begins with the last line on Daf Mem Nun Amid Beis, the memra of Rav that Ein Machzikin Menichse Eishes Ish. You can't make a chazoka in the Nechosim of an Eishes Ish. And the Gemara earlier had explained in the name Rav Yosef that who are we referring to when we say they can't make a chazaka in the nechasim of a married woman? We're talking about acher, somebody else, not the baal. And the reason for that din is because she could excuse herself from making a macha by saying, al bali somachti, I was soimech on my husband to make a macha. So that's why the din is that you don't have a din chazaka b'nichse eishes ish. Aye, the Gemara asked earlier that Rav had said a memra that Eishes Ish Tzricha Limchais, that a married woman has to make a macha, which would seem that somebody else could have a chazaka. On that, Rav Yosef explained that the case where the din is that there is a chazaka in Nichse Eishes Ish is talking about Ochla Miktas Chazaka B'chai Habal, and Sholosh in 3 years L'achem Mises Habal. So why would we say he has a chazaka? Because migu di boy Omar le'anoz avante minoch ke'omar le'inami atzavintele v'zavn ni'ale mehemen. The reason why he is believed is because he has a migu. He could have said that he ate sholishonim directly from the isha. So believe him that he bought it from the husband who bought it from her. And that's why he'd be in mehemen. And the Rishbam asks that lechayra, why is it different from the case of somebody who's yared l'sadel l'stayras harisus, that he's not neman afterwards to say chazarti v'konisi? So why over here would he be neman to say that he bought it from the isha? The Rashbam answers that you can't compare it to a case of an oris, because a stam oris ein zman l'arisusoi, there's no set time for his period of being an oris. He's constantly considered an oris in this karka, and therefore if he was yared to the karka b'teiras oris, he never can have a chazaka. But in our case, that it was like chomine ish amenas shem yomus yafsid mekhoi, he bought it from the man with the knowledge that he was taking a risk that if he would die, he would lose his sale, because then the wife would take back her nichse malug. So over there, for sure, vaday kishemes habal, when the baal taka does die and his sale is and he has to give it up, harei zeh kilu yerid achshem yichodesh asad stay isha zu. It's as if he's going into the field for if nigh in a new way. V'hishay sekes, and she's quiet shal shanim sikla meimin is vuni zavina le. Now he could have a chazaka. So since when the husband dies, it's as if the mekach is a gansin bottle. It's like a naya yirida meichodesh, and really you could have a chazaka. The Ramban asks on the Rashbam that even somebody who's yared l'sada b'teres harisus or b'teres mashkanta for a zman yedua, for a set amount of time, and after the time was up, he was machzik another 3 years, the halacha is he doesn't have chazaka. So then why in our case, where you're claiming that the reason that you have a chazaka against the isha, because she should have been meicha in the 3 years after her husband died, why don't we say that since you originally went into the field that belonged to her, nichsei malug, and she didn't have to make a macha, because she relied on her husband, like we said earlier, ein machzikin v'nichsei eishes ish. So why all of a sudden could you yes have now a chazaka? Why is it different than a case of an oris? So the Ramban says different teretz to answer this kasha. He says that davka yerid bishus does not have a chazaka because it's known that he went down into the karka shalei b'teiras mekach, not to buy it, only bishus, only to go ahead and fix it up. But over here it's possible that mitchila he bought it from the wife, and then afterwards, even though normally there's no chazaka b'chaya baal, the reason is not because he was yerid birshus. He bought it. He went to the karka b'teres lekicha, b'teres lekeach. He can't have a chazaka b'chaya baal only because she is soimich on the baal, that the baal will make a macha, and therefore it's not a tain on her that she wasn't meicha. Ein machzik v'nichse eishes ish. But that's only b'chai habal. Once the husband died, as soon as the husband died, she should already make a macha against this lekeach. See, he wasn't really yoyred l'soy chasodeh b'toyres yirida b'rishus. He went into the field b'toyres lekeach. So mainly he could tak have a chazaka. It's only a technicality that he can't have a chazaka b'chai habal because she relies on the baal to be meicha. The Ramban says another pshatim mefarish sugya in a ganzen in a whole different way. That we're talking about that there are no eidim bechlal that he was yared to the sod of bechaya bal. There's only eidim that he was machzik gimel shanim achar misas abal. So Memela, since he could say that he was Yorad, L'seich HaSodah Achar Misabal, he's Neman Ayideh Migu to Taina that he was kind of the Sodah from the Baal. And that's what Rav says, Eish Esish Tzrich Limchus. It's Lav Davke Machos. Even if she brings Edom to show that he was Oichel Nekarka Shalob B'chai Yabal, that also would disprove his Chazok, and he would never be able to have a Chazok afterwards. In other words, Ramban is now saying that Eino Chanami, if we could somehow prove that he was in the Karka before the husband died, then he would never be able to claim the kuchi biyadi. He couldn't have a chazaka. Just like somebody who's yared lekarka b'teres harisis can never have a chazaka afterwards, so also he couldn't have. It's just that there are no edim at all to say that he was yared in the sod b'chai abal. He was all the edim that we have is edim that say that he was magzik in the karka for gimel shanim achar misas abal. So b'meila, since he katayna that he went into the karka l'achar misas abal, he's nemenai demigu to say that he bought it b'chai abal. And b'meila, it's not doimet to an oris. In summary, the way to understand the din that a eishes is ish tzricha limchais is, and it's not doimed to a case of an oris, is either because we understand that it's like a new yerida mechadosh when the Baal dies, the way the Rashbam explains it, or the first malach of the Ramban, that over here could be he was yered in gansen b'teras mekach originally, so you don't have the chisaron of yerida teras rishus. Or, like the Ramban says, that since there are no Eidim Bechlal, that he was Yared L'Sodah B'chai HaBaal only afterwards, so he's always Nema with a Migu to say that he bought the field after Misas HaBaal. The next Gemara goes on the din of the Mishnah that says, Layla Isha B'nichsei Baila. An Isha cannot have a Chazaka in the Nechasim of her husband. The Gemara asks, Pshita, Kivan Isla B'zayni, M'zayni Yudaka Achla. Since she gets supported from her husband, that's what she's doing. Everybody knows that the pears that she's eating in the Sada is because of her M'zaynis. So that's why the Baal wasn't Meicha. Vad, she can't have a Chazaka. The Gemara answers, Lay Tzricha D'yichad Lo Ara Achrita L'M'zayni. He gave her a different land for M'zaynis. And still the Baal, the reason why we say it's not a chazaka, although we know she's not eating from the pears of this land, Meteris Mezainais, is because the Baal is not makbid, and therefore there's no reason that he doesn't make a bacha, and therefore there's no din chazaka. The Gemara is medayik, horaya yesh, but if let's say she would have a shtar mechir from the Baal that the husband sold her this piece of land, then she'd be able to keep the land. A new taina that the Baal should be able to say that even though normally karka is nikta v'kesef, but these monies that I receive from her are not going to be marked into the karka. Why? Because the galuye zuzi, I want to reveal money. There was a certain money that was hidden, that she hid from me, and I want to be megala that mois, and the cheskas, this reason to Megala Zuzi, that's why I made a Mechira. That's why I sold it to her and I took the money from her. But not L'shem Mecher, V'loi L'das, Kinyi Mechira Kibaltia, V'loi Gomarti V'Knesi. All these are the words of the Rashbam. The Rashbam is saying that really the Baal has two tainas. Either he's saying there's no Kinyan Ayideh the Mois because the Mois are not hers. She can't be kind of a Kesef because these monies that she's giving to me belong to me. They weren't hers. Or maybe in addition, he's saying that I did not have in mind bechlal mechira. I was not mekabel the mois al date dehochi to be makne this karka to her. I was loy gomarti veknesi. L'chayra, from the Gemara a little further that asks, that dal zuzi mihocha v'tikni b'shtara, from this we see that there's only a chisarin in a kinyan with kesef, not with a kinyan bishtar. That's what the Gemara is asking. Forget about the zuzi. That and the zuzi is a cheshvan of legaluye zuzi, but legabi the shtar, let there be mechira idei ashtar. Well, lechayra it's shver, because even if there's a maise kinyan idei ashtar, but the lashon of the Rashbam is mashma that the Baal is tining that he didn't have kavanah to be makne bechlal. His whole intention in this whole transaction was only legaluye zuzi. So what's enough gemina if he's being a kabbal, if the kinyan is ayde kesef, or the kinyan is bishtar? Either way, what he's doing in this transaction is only to megala the mois that atmunim. In other words, if the whole nekud of the Rashbam is only that the kinyan is not Ayidei the Mois. So then the Gemara's kasha is very gishmak, that Dal Zuzi Mihachav Etikni Bishtara. Forget about the Zuzi, but Lamaisi is making a Kenyan Bishtar. But the Rishbam himself added and said, Loi Ladas Mechira Kibalti Amois, Veloi Gemarti Veknesi. I didn't have Kavana Bichlal for Akna. So what's the Gemara asking? Leave alone the Zuzi, Dal Zuzi Mihachav Etikni Bishtara. If there's no das for akno bichlal, so then there's no das for akno bishtar either. So therefore, there won't be a mechir in either case. On this, the Rashbam, Dir Maschil Omalei, says that loshin lekol kachli masik inish adaite lichtiv shtar bishvil galuy zuzi. A person's not going to go so vite to write a shtar mechira, and his whole intention was only the galuy zuzi. And therefore, the Gemara held that if you're writing a shtar, there was a kavana for hakno. If the kinyan was only idei kesef, so you could say the reason why he took the kesef is to megala those zuzim that were tamunim etzla, but he didn't have in mind for mechira. But if he wrote a shtar, then he had in mind for mechira. The Rashi and the Ritva speak out that over there it's talking about that first Isha gave damim, gave the money, and afterwards he wrote the shtar. So over there you don't have a svara of Geluya Zuzay, because the damim already, b'yada, he already got the money. So why is he writing a shtar? It must be that the shtar is a raya on the mechira. The Ramban, Rabbeinu Yoin, and the Ran answer that when we say in the Gemara that there's a svar of Ligaluya Zuzi, that means that the Baal Ketaina, that there's no Kinyan Ayidei Mois, because the money is his. But he's not Nemon to Taina that he didn't have Kavana Fakna. That's not called an Oines that can be vatal the Mechira. The Lashon of Rabbeinu Yoin is Hak Deakna Gemura Loi Talina Baharoma. In Haknois, you don't say that he didn't mean it. Haknois is Haknois. So Meli is not Nemon to say afterwards that Ligluye Zuze Ligabi Klapi Haknois Bishtar. In summary, we presented a few possibilities to explain the chilik between if it's with a shtar or a day Zuzi. Either that if it's with a shtar, Vada he meant Haknois like a regular shtar matona, it's Le'asika Daite. Or like the Rajmurit, that's the Rishbam learned, or the Rajmuritva say that he already received the money, so you don't have the Metzias Bechlal of Ligluya Zuze when he writes a shtar afterwards. Or the way Rabbi Yoin is tining, that Bechlal is not negay the Shaila, because if you make a Hakno with a shtar, so you're not Nemo to say that you didn't have Das Hakno. Even when you only receive money, you can't say you didn't have in mind a Hakno. It's just that you could tine it that the Mois are yours. If the Mois are yours, a male, there won't be Hakno. But you never Nemon Legabi the Etzim Das of Hakno. Now, in the Etzim Din of Ligluya Zuzi de Boi, the Rishayim have a different kasha. They ask that Aisha is nemenes to say on the Moyes Shabiyada that they're hers. And the Rishayim argue if she's nemenes to say they're completely hers and the Baal doesn't even have a schus in the peiros, or maybe she's only nemenes to say that they're nichse melug. But Lekuli Alma, the Baal is not nemen to say the monies are his. It's the at best that the money will be considered nichse melug, that the guf is shal isha and the baal is eichel peres. So Bazoi, what is bechlal the svar of legaluy zuzi the boy? He's claiming that these monies that were hidden from him are his money. He's not nema to say they're his monies. So if he's not nema to say they're his monies, so how could he be mevatel the mekach? Now Toisus and Amun Beis, the Maschal Baram says that Einachanam, even though he can't be moitzi mimena bedin, but im takaf mimena, if he would have grabbed the money, I hoitzi derech arma heim shaloi. So memela hashda shoitzi and derech mecher heim shaloi. In other words, Toisus is saying that beetzem avada the husband is not nema to say that the money that she gave him b'teres mechira b'teres when she wanted to buy that piece of land were really his money, and he can't take any money that she's holding. But once he already was moitzi the mammon from her rishus, even though it was a derech arma, so now it blives his. And Rabbi Yoin and the Rajba also explain like Toisvis, and the Maisiv, the Dafkif, the Baal's Toin Bori Lisha, Moyes Shali, do we say that the Baal keeps the money? What is the Hezbra in this? The Beis Yankiv and Eben Ezra Sim Peches, Siftes says that since the money with Tmunim Etzla, it's like a Dror Dimamina, it's like a Suffolk Be'etzem who these monies belong to. And in a Suffolk, it helps a Tfisa with a Tainas Bori. Enachanami with a Tainas Sheme would not help because there's a Tfisa Lachshneil at a Suffolk. There's an Etzem Suffolk who the money belongs to. But if there's a Tfisa and there's a Tainas Bori, so then the husband we never to say that the money is his. And that's why if he gets the money out of her, the Tairas claim with a claim of the Galuya Zuzi the boy, Enachanami he'd be able to keep the money. Now, Be'emes, Rabbi Chanan, Kevet Shurim, Oisrei Shnun, adds and goes a step further. He says that in any nechasim biyad ha'isha, there's no chazak of koma shetachzi adonu areyu shaloi. Why? Because it's matzi biyada mamin baila. Normally, a person is holding a chefetz who has money, avadi is nema to say the money is his. There's a chazaka that it's his. Komash tachz yad mareyu shaloi. But an isha does not have that chazaka, because many times the money she has is her husband's. Not only that, but elama, you'll say, okay, there's no hechacha, mitzad, her tfisa, that the money is hers, but let her have at least a din mukzik to keep it misafik. On that, Rabbi Chanan says, no, over here there's no drawer de mamayna. There's no drawer de mamayna, meaning it's not batsam asafik. There's a very strong tzad to say the money is her husband's. And that's why the Baal's tfisa helps. So in other words, not the pshat that the Baal's tfisa helps, because it's a din tof, he's tyfis b'makim safik, and it helps with tainas bari. No, over here, it's more than that. It's mistava that it is the husband's, and there's not even a drawer de mamayna, and that's why the tfisa Baal helps. The Chazanish, Neven Ezra, Simon Ayim Beis, says a little further that Tfisis Abal that helps over here is not Midin Mukzik. It's because Stam Mois Shebiyada Isha Hain Shel Baal. It's even more than what Rabbi Chanan is saying. That the Stam, we could assume the money by an Isha is really the husband's. So now when it's Biyad HaBaal, he is now the Mukzik. It's Nigma, his Cheskas Momin. Because anybody who comes with a Taina that to change something which we would assume the status quo, he's not Neman, he's considered the Maitzi. And the one who's Magzik in the Taina, which would is Maim in the Dover, Kifi Hayadu Alanu, is considered the Mukzik. And the Melefa Keret over here, when the Baal's holding it now, he is the Mukzik. Because Stam Mois is really, that Biyada Isha really belongs to the Baal. So Be'emes, we're seeing three different levels of how to understand why when the Baal now is Maitzi the Mamin from the Isha, fake Mechira, and he's tining that the Glui Zuzi who the Ovid, I did it in order to bring out the hidden money that really were mine, why we say he keeps the money. Why don't we just say that since he was a Mukzik on the money, and the Baal's not Nema to say the money is his, so she should get back the money. Why do we keep it by him? So either the pshat is because we have a suffix, because since money that a woman is holding might belong to the husband, that's a drawer de mina, and his tfisa will help with a tainas bari, which is mashma from Taisra ben Yain and the Rajba, lefi the beer of the Beis Yankiv. Or even a little further, Rabbi Chanan says that here the money biyada isha is be'etzem a suffix. And there's a strong tzad that obliges the husband. The woman does not have a chazok kamash tachzi yadon shaloi, and that's why the tfisa baal helps. And the chaznish goes even weiter, and he says that tfisa baal is not a din tofus, it's not mukzik, it's fakert. The all money biyada isha be'etzem mistame belongs to the baal. So now when the baal's holding it, it's nigmar his cheskas moment, and now he has a midin mukzik. Now the Rambam in Perichov Beis Nichosich Aloch of Tes says that the Baal is taken not Neman on the money, and the money is Becheska Seisha, and the Baal has only a right to be Oichel the Peirois, but still the Rambam says the Mekach is bottle. And the Ramban says also such a teretz, like the Rambam, that Avad, even though she's Nemenes, when she tines the money is hers, but since he holds that the money is his, and he still tines that, so the Mechira is bottle, which is mashma, the Kavana is that Be'emes, the husband, is not Nemon with his tina that the money is Shaloi. But since he's tining it's his, so that means he didn't have Kavana Bechlal for Akno. He didn't have in mind for Akno. Even though the Ramban himself said that by Ashtar you can't say he did have Kavana for Akno, that's by Ashtar, which is a Kinyan Gomor. And the Taina of Gluy Zuzi is not like Oinish, which is Mevatel Mekach. But over here, the Baal thought there's no Maisa Kinyan Bechlal. The Maisa Kinyan was done Ayde Kesef, and he held the Kesef as his. So Mimele, he didn't make Akno with the Meteris Domin, Meteris Kesef. But not that he's Neman Legabi the Kesef Bechlal. It's only that there's no Hakno Mitzad the Baal, because he thought that the money was his. Al Kolponim, we have three ways to explain why, although the husband is not Neman to say the money is his, and Adrabba, the Isha is Neman is to say it's hers, Al Kolponim to say it's Nichsei Malug, still once he's Maitzi the Mois, B'teris Mechira, will we leave it by the Baal. Either the aside is that the Matziv of the money is a money besafik, like the way the Beis Yankiv said it, Or the Elchanan added that bechlal there's no mukzik on the money, or the so male husband's neman to be taifis b'tainas bari. It's a tfisa in sveikas b'tainas bari, which is neman memakim that the isha does not have a chazaka on it. Mitzadet said sofik be'etzim. It's a drar d'maino. Like Elchanan said that bechlal she's no mukzik on it. There's no because we say it's probably holding it for her husband. A second malach is the way the Chazanish says that the husband is not just not a tvisa and sveikas, the husband is taka the muhzik, because the svara that money that's by an isha is probably the baal so strong that it's not only she's not a muhzik on it, but when he's taifis on it, he's now the muhzik. It's nigmar his din muhzik, he's keeping the status quo. And the third malach was the Rambam and the Ramban that Enochanami taka the baal is not neman, but since he claims that it was his money, so there's no gemiras das fakno al yedei kesef. The Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud asks, Meisve, lova mino eved v'shichiroi, if the Adain barred from the eved and then he freed him, o mino isha v'girshi, barred from the isha and then he divorced her, his wife and then he divorced her, ein lohena lov klump, they have no taina on him, bichlal, for the money. My time, alav nimishum damrin, leg luyezuzi, the boy. The Gemara is asking that we had just said earlier that our Mishnah is Mechadesh, that even though Isha cannot have a chazaka b'nichsei baila, but if she brings a raya bishtar, that she bought a karka from her husband, then it's a good mechira. And the chiddush was that we don't say that the husband has a taina of legaluye zuzei hudiavdi. Frating Gemara, from here you see, by the case of lov mina evan, you write a shtar milve, and it's meshab in the chosav to the evan, we say that it's not a good halva, and they don't have a taina bechlal on the odin, the evan can't go back to the odin. Why? Because we say, like, Luyezuzi, the boy, the chayra, the shita satayisvis that we mentioned before. The svar over here is because the baal was teifis the mois. Since the baal was teifis the mois, you can't be mitzi the mois from the baal. According to the Shitas Rambam and Ramban, that we say that the Tfisis HaBaal doesn't help, and we just said it's a Mekach Toy, so the Chayr is Shver. So why over here, Taka, doesn't the Odin have to return the money? What's the reason why over here, he's not Neman to say the money is his, so why doesn't he have to return the money? And so Ramban says that it says love mina isha ain lo all love klum, that she has no claim on him. It means that you can't say that since you mishabed yourself and you took the money b'teres salva, you have now a chiyuv, because he could say legalu yezuzi da oved. Now that doesn't mean that the money doesn't go back. It means that she can't go ahead and claim that you are now a loiva. That even though you might see the money from him because she is takan emenes, but he's not mishabed to her like a din of halva through these money. Monies, because he ketaina that shaloi hain. So that means it comes out a different shot in the Gemara. When it says, ein lo hen olav klum, according to Taisvis, the shot is she can't take the money from the Baal, because the Baal's tofus in the money. According to Ram and Ramban, it doesn't mean that she can't get the money back from the Baal, but it means that she can't make the Baal into a loiva. Why? Because he could say, the gelui zuzi the boy. The Ran says, over here it's different, because even though Be'emes, normally the Isha is Nemenes, over here, since the Gemara Taka Anson says, Shani Hosam, Dloy Nichale, Lishavi, Navshi, Evad, Lever, Lishmalve, the Gemara Anson says, the reason why we say the Geluya Zuzi the boy is because a Baal would not want to make himself into an Evad to his wife. So he doesn't want to make himself to Evad, Lever, Lishmalve. Says the Ran, that's such a strong Svara that it's an Anan Sahadi that he Taka did not borrow money from her. Until we know Bibir that those monies were his wife. Otherwise, for sure, we keep the money by him because he wouldn't want to make himself an Eved Lishtoy. So it must have been that he was borrowed to him, that the monies are his, and that is not, they're not his wife. So maybe we leave it by him. In a normal case of Mechira, then the Svar is not so strong. So in the normal case of Mechira, he's not Neman, and we have to give back the money. But over here, it's Anan Sahari that he did not borrow money from, he would not do that. He would not make himself into Eved Lev Lishmalva unless it's clear to him that the money is his, and his wife has no schus in it. Otherwise, he wouldn't want to end up being Meshubit to his wife. The Rambam, in Perik Beis, Milchus Milv Veloiva, Halacha Ches writes, Harav shalova mi avdoi v'achekach shichroi, an odin that borrowed money from his eved and then afterwards he freed him, oi shalova mi ishtoi, or he borrowed money from his wife v'achekach girsha and then he divorced her, ein lohen olav klum, they have no taina on the baal or the odin. Shal kol ma shekone eved kone rabbi, whatever an eved is kaina, the adin is kaina, v'chol amoyis shebiyado isha becheskas baila. And all the money that a woman has is becheskas baila, elim via raya sheheim min nidu naisa, unless she can bring a raya that it's part of her nadin. In other words, the Gemara that says ein lo hena lov klom is kipshutai, the money stays by the adin and it stays by the baal. The Magid Mishnah brings b'shem the Rashba that this halacha is dafka by moiz tmunim, only money that was hidden. But moiz that are not tmunim, he's mechuyev to pay back. But the Magid Mishnah says the Rambam that's not mechalik argues with the Rashba, and the Emes the Kesef Mishnah brings in the Sefer at Trumais that bein tmunim bein she'enam tmunim, whether those monies were hidden or not, ein lo hena lov klum. They do not have a taina on the odin or the baal. The anan sahadi shaloi nishtab in lehem, the loi nicha lehem evi eved loiva. Because the anan sahadi that they were not mishab themselves, like our Gemara says, loi nicha leh, not the odin and not the baal, would want to be an eved loiva lishmalvin, not to the eved and not to the isha. But the Magid Mishnah asks from a different Rambam. The Rambam eperichov beis, milchas ishas alochachov tes, Paskins the Gabi Mechira differently. Paskins that the Guf HaMois goes back to the Isha and the Baal is only Oichel Peres. So the Shaila is why by Halva did the Ram Paskin Ein La Olav Klum and the Gabi Mechira the money goes back to the Isha? What's the Chila between Mechira and Halva? And also that by Halva the Ram is not Mechalik between Mois Tumunim and Mois Einim Tumunim. And when it comes to Meche Karkali Ishtai, the Rambam is machali between Mois Tmunim and Mois Einan Tmunim. He says that if the Mois were Tmunim, she's not, they're not kind of the Karka, and you, with the Karka, you buy another Karki in the Baal Zeichel Peres, and Mois Einan Tmunim, you say that those money are the Ishas. So the Shaila is, what's the chila between Halvo and Mechira? So the Magid Mishnah answers, and he says that by Halvo, the money's already left the Cheskas Isha, and they're now Becheskas Habal. Mashen came by Mechira, she gave it to Maldas that the Mekach should be Kayim. And therefore, if it ends up being a Mekach Tois, she gets the money back b'chazorah. L'chayr, we could be masbid these words of the Magid Mishnah with a vart that Evan Ozel brings b'shem Reb Chaim. He brings that the chili between Halva and Mechira is that by Halva, the rule is Mois Loitza Nitnu. Milva's leitzah nitna. The money was given to spend. So therefore, as soon as the husband receives money of halva from his wife, or the odin from the eved, those monies are now his. Those monies are given to him to spend. What does it mean that he has to pay back? Because it's chal on him, a chiv of tashlum, a chiv to pay back the halva. But the money itself is already his. The whole nidain of halva is, does he have on him a chiv to pay back the halva, is there a chalais choiv or not? Memela misafek will say that he's potter because he's a muzik. The money is zicha given to him b'toyras that is tis. The money's lights on it. No, mashenke by mechira. Since the mekach lemaisa is going to be bottle lekuli alma, so the tfisa in the mois is b'toyras a mistake. So vadi you have to be machzir those monies that you're holding because you thought that there was a mechira here. And if there's no mechira here, those monies that you're holding were unlawful. Therefore, avadi after yimachzir those moys. L'chayra to the Magid Mishnah means that's the chilik between halvo and mechira. Halvo, once you give the money's already the loivas. It's his. He has a choiv. So the nidin over here is there a choiv or is there no choiv? So legabi the nidin, if there's a choiv or not, misafik, we say he's potter, he's the mukzik, mechatesi, he's chayiv. Mashenka legabi mechira, the mois were given b'tayras mechira, and the whole tfisa of the meicher in the mois is only if there is a mekach. If the mekach is taka bottle, so the tfisa is b'tois. So avad is going to have to return the money. And that's pshat in the Rambam, that's mechalik between the case of halva and the case of mechira. But the Lech Mishnah asks on the Magid Mishnah, the Reba Zoy, what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara asks, "Meisvei love mina isha," and it's a raya that you say the svar v'legaluya zuze. What's the raya? Halva is different. In halva, there's a miyuchad digatam why the baal keeps the money because he's a muzik. The milvas loitzah nitna, And since he's a mufzik on the mois, and the nidin is only, is there a chalois chayiv here or not? So misafik, we say he's potter. Mashenkin, by the case of mechira, we know why he has the money. He has the money because he sold the land. If the mechira is bottle, then the tfisin, the mois, is betois. So he has to return the money. So what's the bechlal the Gemara's tushtel between halva and mechir that the Gemara could ask that you see by halva that we do hold of the svara of legalu yezuze? On this, the Beis Yankiv answers that the Gemara means as follows. That if we would not hold of the svara and the tam of a galuya zuze, so then when the Baal borrowed money from his wife, that in itself is a haidah that he owes her the money. That the monies are hers. It has to be because of the svar of the Geluya Zuze that we say that maybe he took the money, but Torah, the money is his. So in Mela, there's no haidah of a halva, there's no haidah that there's a chalais chayv. Now there's no haidah, it's a chalais chayv. He's not nemo legabi the money, and a chanami, but mechatesa, that there is a chalais chayv on him. But if there wouldn't be a svar of bechlav, the Geluya Zuze, Abadi, we would say, it's kilu, we have haidah that he took the money, but Torah's halva, and he owes the money back. It's like what the Rishonim explained in the sugya, that pshat in the Manda Omer that says you don't say like Luy Zuze is because through the fact that he was meicher to her a piece of karka, or he borrowed from her money, that's a haidah that the money is hers. So Avada the Gemara is gerecht in making a tzushtel and showing us from the case of Lov Mino Isha or Lov Mino Eved that there is at least a kopanim svara of like Luy Zuze Yudiyavdi. Let's move on to the Maskonas HaGemara in Amid Beis, where Rav says, "Hamoicher sadel ishtay konsa, she's kaina vabal oichel peiris. V'matana konsa v'ena bal oichel peiris. By a matana, it's completely given over to the isha, and therefore there's no svar with the gluy zuze. So the bal is not even oichel peiris. Rabbi Eliezer ama echad zev konsa v'ena bal oichel peiris. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even by mechira, she is kaina, and the bal is not oichel peiris." It's Yitachim, that Pshat and Rabbi Lazar is, because he holds, HaMeichel Ishto is Ma'ayin Yofe Meicher. The Lashon HaRashbam is Mashma, that Pshat and Rabbi Lazar is, because B'matana Bikesh Litno Lo, V'lo Makasa B'Lashon Meicher, K'deliyapo is Koicha. In other words, even by Mechira, it's really a Matana, and he only wrote Lashon Mechira to give her an advantage of Mechira. In either case, Rabbi Lazar holds that she is Kansav Ein Abal Oichel Peris. On the tzad, the Rabbanu hold that by mechira, it's a matana, it's a mechira to her, she's kansa, but the baal is oichel peiros. The Beishmul and Evan Ezra, Sim Peihes, if Katan Chavzayin asks that according to the Rishayinim, we had mentioned this, that hold that the Isha's nemen is to say that the money is hers, that he gave it to her, Amanas, something was given to her, Amanas, that the baal can't eat peiros. So, Ebazoi, why do we say that kansa, it's hers, va baal oichel peiros? If maybe the money was given to her, Amanas, that the Baal can't be Eichel Peris. So the Beis Shmuel answers and says, it's speaking over here, that she doesn't taina that. She just says that they were Nichsei Maluk. That means, in other words, Eina Chanami. If she would taina that these monies were given to her, Amanas, that the husband is not Eichel Peris, then the husband would not be able to be Eichel Peris. If she just tainas it was Nichsei Maluk, so then the Eina Chanami, the karka is going to be Nichsei Maluk, and the Baal will be Eichel Peris. The Gemara fears ice. Afterwards, the Gemara brings a memra. The Chiyav Zarav and Rabbi Yechon Echad Zeh Vechad Zeh Konsav Ein Abal Eichel Peres. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Hilchasa Hamoicher Sadal Ishtli Konsav Abal Eichel Peres. B'matan is Konsav Ein Abal Eichel Peres. So the Gemara asked Tarti, he's saying Hamoicher Sadal Ishtli is like Konsa, and he's saying the Baal is Eichel Peres. How could that be? If it's like Konsa, so then the automatically means the Baal is Eichel Peres. So what do you use? Baal Eichel Peres is mashma that it's Konsa. So what does that mean? So the Gemara explains, like Kasha, Kam Bemois, Tmunim, Kam Bemois, She'ein Tmunim. By Mois, Tmunim, that it was not known before someone that it was the Baal, then it's Loi Konsa, because then we say Svarov Ligluy Zuze. By Mois, She'ein on Tmunim, it's Konsa and the Baal is Eichel Peres because there's no Svarov Gluy Zuze, because it's Gluy involved in. The Lashon HaRashbam is the Lekha Giluy Zuze Shari Giluyin Va'emdin Heim. It's Mashman the Rashbam that it's not Shaykh by Moish Ein Tmuim, the Svara of Giluy Zuze. But the Rosh brings the Shem the Rash and other Rishayim that ask that just like by Moish Tmunim, the husband can taina the Giluy Zuze boy, so by Moish Ein Tmunim, he should also be able to taina that. He could say that I wanted to get the money away from her. I couldn't be Moitzi it from her in any other way. The Rosh brings a Teres and says, that by Moish Ein and Tmunim, even if the Baal would have grabbed the money, But the halacha is that the isha could be moitzi that those mois in Bezdin. What's pshat? Because it's a chazaka that the mois are hers completely. Because why? He should have been teveya those monies from her earlier. It's mois she'en on tmunim. That means everybody knows about the money. If everybody knows about the money, so why wasn't he teveya it? So if he wasn't teveya it, it's a raya that the money is hers. And if he grabs it, he has to give it back. Lefize. So the svara is that by mois she'en on tmunim, avare really would be shaykh a svara of ligluy zuze. It's just that we have a hechacha that the monies are hers. Which is not the way it's mashma in the Rashbam. The Rashbam, it's mashma that it's not shayich liglui zuze, and then it would come out, according to Rashbam l'chayra, that if, let's say, the husband taka does grab the money from the isha, he taka would be neman. There's no chile between mois t'munim and mois she'ena t'munim. It's the only nafkamina is, in mechir and halva, there's a chile between mois she'ena t'munim. There's a chile between mechir and halva. Mechir and halva is as if the ba'al was mois that the mois are hers. But in mois t'munim, you can tie the glue zuzi boy. It's not a hidah that the money was hers. But if he grabs it, then he should be able to keep the money. L'chayra. Taisvis asks on the din of the Gemara that by matana, if the husband gave his wife the karkav matana that she's konsa and ain't a baal oichel peiros. Frek Taisvis from a Gemara in Gittin, Perik HaZayrik. The Gemara over there speaks about a shchimira that gave a get to his wife towards late Erev Shabbos. And the question was, how do we makner the get? So the Gemara says, we makner the karka, and then she'll be kind of put in her chatzin, she'll be kind of the get. Rav Elish said, mashakon seisha kona baila. So frek taisvis, belachayra, if the husband gives his wife the karka matana, so the din is that the baal is not even eichel peiros, like it says now Gemara. So it completely belongs to the isha. So why can't she be megureshes with the get in the chatzir? So taisvis brings two mahalchim. Taisus, one malach, Taisus being Vashem Rabbeinu Tam, that the bailus that's necessary in the chotzer in order to be considered chatzera for a get is not tali in achilas peris, it's tali in if she's able to sell the karka or not, if she's mecheres when they send us, vikayim or not. So he says that over here, when the baal gave her the karka, even though the baal is not going to be eichel peris, but since imocher v'nosna ein oikayim, if she sells it or gives it away as a matana, it's not given away. It's not called chatzera. The adaita d'ochish etim kervetitin layoev layin giver to adas kain, and therefore it's not called her chatzer legabe kinyan aget and legabe gerishin. That's the mahalich of Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam is meisav, and he has to say that it's even worse than a regular soicher, because over here in mochav nosna abals meitzim yad halakuches. The re learns differently, and the re says that it is tali nachilas peiros. But over here, although the matana is konsav in a baal eichel peiros, that means he doesn't eat the peiros b'teiras nichsim melug. But those peiros still are like nichsim melug themselves, and you have to take the peiros and yilokach mem karka v'yoichel peiros. So it means the baal really has still a shaychus here, and therefore the Gemara asks, "Masha konsi isha kona baila, and how could you divorce her by throwing the get in that chotzer?" Al kolponim, it's important to this. That Zemachleikis, Rin Rabbeinu Tam, in the Gabi, what the Tam of the Din is, that an Isha cannot be Zeicha with a get, Ayidei Chatzera of Nichse Meluk. Why? According to the Ri, it's totally in Achilas Peiros. If the Baal is Eichel the Peiros of the Chatzera of Nichse Meluk, so it's not Koina Avur the Isha. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not totally in Achilas Peiros, it's totally if the Isha has a schus to be Meicher that Chatzer. And since it's a Chatzer of Nichsim Melug, and the Isha has no right to be Meicher, and if she's Meicher, it's not Kayim, Imochra v'nosna, it's not Kayim, the husband can be Meitzim Yad al Kuchais, so it's not called Chatzera Ligabe Gerishin. L'chayr, we can ask a Shaila, that forget about the fact that it's not called Chatzera, mitzad that he is a bailim because he could either be oichel the peiros or that it's not mecheres when they sent us, but why is it worse than a case of a seicher? Now, we find the machlekes rishainim, what's the halacha by chotza muskeres, who is kaina? Is it the maskir? Does the bailim of the chotza have the right to be kaina ayidei this chotza? Or does the seicher have a right to be kaina ayidei this chotza? Shitas Rashi in Bamitzia Daf Kuf Beis and the Ravid in Hasogis in Perik Vav Hilchas Kiras Alocha Hey is that in a Chotzer Amuskeres the Chotzer is kind of for the Seicher. Taisus in Bamitzia Daf Yiral from a Beis
And the Rambam, in that Rambam, Perek Vav, Chizkir Salocha Hei, Paskin, that in the Chotzer, Muskeres, the Masker, who's the Bala Chotzer, he is the one that the Chotzer is kind of for. The Rambam says that Zevel, Habomi Behemis Shal Hefker, a Zevel that comes from Behemis of Hefker, Niknim the Bala Chotzer, is Koni to the Bala Chotzer, which is the Masker, and not the Seicher, because since it's Chatzeroi, it's kind of Avuroi. The Ravid is Masik and says, no, the Seicher is Koni Idei the Chotzer, not the Masker. And Choshen Mishpat, Simon Shin Yud Gimel, the Chavar Pasen, like the Rambam, that the Masker is Koni the Zevel, and not the Seicher. The Ktzois, over there in Simon Shin Yud Gimel, Sivkot and Aleph, is Matmi on the Shittas Rambam and the Mechaber. We know a famous Gemara that says brings in one Sukkah brings a Ma'aser from Gamliel's Kain their boy Misvina. The Gemara brings it in Kiddushin towards the end of the first Perek that they wanted to take off Trumas of Ma'aseris, and what they did was they said Mekoy Me Muskerlay, they were Masker a Mokim, a piece of land, and whatever was on that piece of land they were able to be Makne. So you see that the Kinyan Chotzer, the Kinyan Chotzer is Kinyan Chotzer. You see that Kinyan Chotzer works for the Seicher. We find many places that through Schiris it helps the Kinyan Chotzer. And the Ram himself paskins in Nuchz Gershon Perikei Alocha Aleph that if you zayre get lechatzera bein chotzer shalom bein shol ois sochur, even if the chotzer is only rented, it's megureshes. So the it's mevor that a seicher could be kinder with a kinyan chotzer. So what's pshat in the Rambam that he paskins and the Shulchan Aruch that the maskir is kinder the zevel and not the seicher? The Ktzais also asks in Shitz Rambam that the Baal Gufa Karka is koine the Glol from the Hefker. The Lechair, it's book from here that only the Masker is a koyach to be koine through the Chotzer and not the Seicher. And the Lechair, if that's true, so what's Pshat Nigamor's Kashi in Gittin? In the beginning of the in the eighth parak in Parak Hazurik, Dafayin Zayin, the Gemara asks that how could, if you throw a get into her chotzer of Nichse Maluk, how could she be Megureshes? The Gemara asks, Mashakoni Isha Kona Baila. That means the Chazal Masakin that the Baal is a Kenyan Paris in the Chotzer Maluk, Chotzer in the Chotzer Maluk of the Isha, and since he has a Kenyan Paris in Mela, how could she be cutting the get? Lachay, Lashit Zerambam, it's not a Kasha Bechlal, because the Masker is the one that has the Koyach to be Koyna Idei the Chotzer, and not the Seicher. Who owns the chotzer of Nichsei Malug? The chotzer belongs to her. The gufa karka is hers. So why can't she be megureshes? What's nafkamina that the Baal has the kinyan peiros? What does it mean that mashakana isha kana baila? Lamaisa, the gufa karka is hers and the koyach, the kinyan chotzer, is totally in the maskir. So the Ktzais himself learns differently. He says to Miyashiv, he says, the yusayid of a kinyan chotzer is because it's reshusay. That means whoever has the hishtamshus of the chotzer, it's considered his reshus. The kinyan chotzer is not totally in bailus. It's totally in whose reshus this chotzer is. If it's in your reshus, then it's your kainet. So he says, since the Baal has the kinyan peiros in nichsei malug, memele blibes reshusay shalabal agabi kinyonim. And that's the pshat in the Shitz Rishayim that hold that a kinyan chotzer is also to the seicher, not to the masker, because the seicher has the ishtamshus of the chotzer and mele blibes rishusay. It'll come out according to the Ktzais that if you have two shutfin, one of them owns the guf and the other one owns the peiros, has a kinyan peiros, the bala peiros will be kind of with kinyan chotzer, now the bala gufa chotzer, because he's the one that's called rishusay. So mele, that's pshat the Gemara in Gittin, that the bala is kind of the chotzer of nichsim belug, because since he has the kinyan peiros in the chotzer, the shtamshus is his. Whoever has the shtamshus in the chotzer, it's called reshusa legabi kinyan. And in Mela, that's pshat in the Gemara that asks in Gittin that mashakana isha kana baila. How could, if you throw a get to her chotzer of nichsim malug, how could she be kind of the get? How could she be megureshes? Lechayer, the baal who has the kinyan peiros, it blives chatzei roi. Since it's his reshus legabi shtamshus, it's his reshus legabe the koyach of kinyan chotzer. It's totally in the kinyan peiros that he has in the nichsei malug and not the isha. And Mamelet, according to the way Rav Yishayim understand it, the seicher will have the kinyan and not the maskir. Zoktik tzais, that with this we could be miyashev the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch also. We can say that they be'etzem hold, like the Rishayim, that the kinyan chotzer shayach to the seicher and not to the maskir, because the kinyan chotzer is totally in whose reshus it is, and the reshus goes basa the ishtamshus, and the mail of the Gemara in Gittin is geshmak, because avada the seicher, the baal who has the kinyan peiros, is the one who has the kinyan chotzer, and some yushuv all the kasha that we ask from the case of mekoyim muskerloi, and wherever we find that the rabbi himself is maida that if you seicher a chotzer, you could be misgareshes if the with kinyan chotzer. I have a kasha that the Rambam says by Glolim that the maskir is kind of the zevel and not the seicher. On that zoktik tzoyis that the Rambam held that by Glolim, since the maskir wants the zevel, he's mishayer for himself a little bit of a kinyan peiros in the chotzer legabe the Glolim. In other words, Be'etzem, the Yisoid of Kinyan Chotzer is Tali, and the one who has the Ishtamshis in the Chotzer, because it's his Rishusai. And the Ram is Maskin be Yisoid to this. But the Ram holds by the case of Glolim, it's different, because since the Maskir wants the Glolim, he's Mishayer for himself in the Chotzer, or Rishus, Legabe Kinyan Chotzer over the Glolim. But Mashenka with Achomun's Masakin, the pairs of Nichs and Malug belong to the Baal, and the Isha doesn't have anything in the Chotzer. Avada, the one who's Koine, is going to be the Baal and not the Isha. And that's why the Gemara asked that Hakam Shivi Misagreshes, Adi Chotzer Malug Shalom, Mashakona Isha is Kona Baila. This Mahalach of the Ktsois in the Rambam is Avada different than the Ravid. The Ravid understood in the Rambam that the Chotzer by Zvolim, that the reason why the Maskir gets the zevel is because the chotzer is kind of for the maskir and not for the soicher. The kinyan chotzer is totally in bailim and is not totally bichlal in whose reshus it is. It's not totally in ishnamshus. If you're the bailim of the chotzer, you're the maskir, the chotzer is kind of for you. Like the Ravid, it's very shred the Rambam that the Tzais asks from, that Zohar get the chatzera, whether it's chotzer is shol or socher, it's migureshes, and it's also shver. What's the Gemara's kasha by the case of throwing the get into chotzer nichsei melug, mashakani shakana baila lachir lafi, the way the Ravid understood the Rambam, the maskir over here, the which means the actual bailim, which is the isha, should be able to be kaina ayidei kinyan chotzer. Al kolponim, the Ravid is lamaisa a different havana in kinyan chotzer. According to the Ktzais, the Havana in Kinyan Chotzer is that it's totally in whose Rishus the Chafetz is found. And the Mela, what determines is it your, it's considered Rishusai or not, is totally in the Kinyan Peiros, is totally in whoever has the Ishtamshus. According to the Ravid, Kinyan Chotzer is totally in Bailus. If it's yours, then you can be Kaina. And that's why the Maskir would be Kaina. The Ravid, who holds personally, and other Rishayim, that the Seicher is Kaina, is because they hold that when you Seicher a Karka, you are now the Bailim. The Lashon of the Ravid is, Kivan da Girale Kedide Domi. It's like his Mekanyale. That means that the Yisayit of Kinyan Chatzir is Tali and Bailus, but the Seicher is the Bailim. Bemis the Beis Yosef in Choshemish, but Simon Shin Yud Gimel says that we hold Schiris L'Yayimei is Memker, is like a Mechira. And that's the Havana, that's the Yisayit, and why the Seicher is the one that's Kaina. We do find a third Mahalach in Kinyan Chatzir, Riki Veger in the Chuvis, and the Beis Meir in Seif Simon Lamed Hey write that the Yisayit of Kinyan Chatzir is Tali in the Ishtamshes HaChotzer, not because that's who is, it's his Rishus. But even though the Guf HaChotzer is not the Seicher's, but since it's Mushubedes life, all Ishtamshes, so being Kaina Chafetzim Ayideh HaChotzer is also one of the Tashmishei HaChotzer. So the Seicher is the Bailim on the idea, on the Musig, on the Yisayit of Kinyan HaChotzer, because that's also one of the Ishtamshes of HaChotzer. Just like a Seicher could use the Chotzer for anything he wants, he could also use the Chotzer for Kinyan. The Kinyanim of a Chotzer is a Shtamshus of a Chotzer. And that's Shaykh to the Seicher, not to the Maskir. Now let us take this and go back to our Machlaikis and our Sugya of the Rian Rebbeinu Tam. L'chayra, the Rian Rebbeinu Tam and our Sugya, totally in the Machlaikis, Rishaynim, of who is kind of the Maskir, Kinyan Chotzer, the Maskir, or the Seicher. The Ri, L'chayra, holds like Rashi, that the chotzer is kaina for the seicher and not the maskir, because it's totally in the schus of achilas peiros. And that's why the Ri said that whoever has the achilas peiros, he's the one that the chotzer is kaina for. And Rabbeinu Tam, who said it's not totally in achilas peiros, and if I care, it's totally who has a right to be meicher, l'chayr, he would hold, like the shittas of Rishayim that hold the mask, the Rambam, that it's totally in the maskir, it's totally in who's the bailim be'etzem. But we do find a merdika hago in Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim in Simen Kuflam and Ches, Ois Beis and Hago, is medayik from Rashi in Azirik, that the reason why, if you throw a get to the chotzer nichsei melug of the isha, it's not migureshes, Like the Gemara asks, Mashkoni Shkona Baila, says Rashi, because the Akati Le Nofik Miyode De Baal. It still did not leave the hands of the Baal. That means that by get, the reason why the Isha is not Kain and she's not Migureshes is because you need Krisus by Gerishin. And therefore, when the Baal puts it into her Chatz Nichsi Melug, even though could be Baal Metzitochen, that the Masker is Kaina with the Chatzer. But in the case of Gerishin, she can't be Kaina with the Chor Chatzer and be Megureshes because it's still Agide Gabe. It's not Nafik Miyari the Baal. If the Baal has Kinyan Peirois, he is still Meshach Shaykh to the Chatzer. If he's Meshach Shaykh to the Chatzer, so he didn't give the get and not leave his Rishus completely. So Mamela doesn't lie by Gerishin. Lefizeh, it's a special din only in Gerishin. So then it's Yitochin to say that the Ri holds like the Rambam, that Betzem the Masker is kind of by a Chatzer. But the Rambam is also Maida, that the Masker is not going to be kind of when it's from the Seichem itself, because then it's still when in terms of Gerishin, because it's Agida Gabe. And that's Pshat in the Gemara in Gittin, that the Zaira get Lechatzer, Nichse Malug, it's not Megureshes, because since the Baal is a Kenyan Peiris, Akati Le Nofik Miyode the Baal. It's still Rishus of the Baal. But Baalma, whoever is a Kinyan and the Gufa Chatzer, he's the one who's Kaina. So only Nichse Malug of Isha, the Kinyanim can't be, I get she can't be Kaina. But not the Gavi other Kinyanim, the other Kinyanim Avada the Maskir is the one that's going to be able to be Kaina. So the Ram is Meyushev Gevaldik, that Avada it's totally in the Maskir. But even though it's totally in the Kinyan Chatzer, it's totally in the Maskir, but by Gerishin it won't work because it's still attached to the Baal. And the Mela also the Machlaikis, the Rin Rabbeinu Tam, but really not totally in the Machlaikis, Rashi and the Rambam. The Zeche Yitzchak in Kedushin Simon Hay goes a little further. He says Yitochen at the Rambam we mask him that every single time the Maskir is makna to the Seicher in the Chotzer, the Seicher can't be Kaina. Because the chavetz was not yaitzim eshus abaylan, it's lav dafka by a get with akira gabe. Anytime the masker is giving to the seicher, it won't be able to be kinder because it's not still since the, it belongs to the masker. So then it didn't leave his reshus. And vice versa also. The masker can't be kinder from the seicher because it's not yotzim and chavetz eshus abaylan. So even though bad you say the masker is the one who has kinyan chotzer, but not if it's coming from the seicher. Lamaisa in the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam that we mentioned, that Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's not totally in Achilas Peres, it's totally in if the Isha has a schus to be Meicha the Chotzer or not. So the Chayretz Muchach that he holds that the Chotzer is kind of for the Maskir, because it's totally in Bailim. But Taisus in the Sugi says from Furish, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the Seicha is kind of in the Chotzer. So for this, you have to answer and say, like the Shach says, that even according to the Rambam, he's maskim that the Seicher could be Seicher and a Matana and a Mechira idea Chotzer. Because since the Maske can't be Seicher, only the Seicher could be Seicher, he's giving it to the Seicher, though you have a Das Acheres Makna, and a Das Acheres Makna is mail to make that the Seicher should be able to be Kaina. So within we could say, maybe it's different, that the Seicher would be able to be Kaina. In summary, we presented three ways to understand why the Seicher would be the one to be kinder with the Kinyan Chatzer. Either the Pshat is because it's like Kedidei, because Schiris is a Mechira liyayme, it's a Mechira for a short amount of time, and that was the Avon of the Ravid. Or the Yisayit is like the way the Tzais learns, and Avdei Meluyim says in Simchat Torah V'Ches also, that it's totally in whose Rishus it is. If it's the Rishus of the Seicher, then he could be Kaina. And the third way was the Rekiveg and the Beis Meir, that the Kinyan Chotzer is one of the Eshtamshas of a Chotzer. And the Seicher, who has the Eshtamshas of a Chotzer, also has the right of Kinyan Chotzer. We also said that the Machloik is the Rian Rabbeinu Tam. If the kinyan of a isha and a get and a chotzer is totally in if she's able to sell it or the kinyan peiros is not necessarily muchach that it's totally in the machlekes these rishonim if the seicher or the maskir is able to be kinder with a chotzer because we explained from the hagoyes and avdim aluim that a get is different. A get is never yotzim yishus habal if the baal is a kinyan peiros. So although it's possible that the isha who is the bailam of the chotzer normally will be able to be kinder with kinyan chotzer since she's the bailam alone, the maskir is kinder. But in this case, by Gerishin, it won't work because it's still attached to the Baal who has a Kinyan Peiros.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or a masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.